שלום, אנחנו קוראים בספר כתבי רבש.
Hello, we are reading in the writings of Rambash.
מאמר, מהו הסיוע?
The article, what is the assistance that he who comes to purify receives in the work? The study material is on Sviva Tova and Yervut. You can ask questions through the sites. Anyone asking a question in the study hall should stand up, hold the microphone close to his mouth, and speak loudly and clearly. What is the assistance that he who comes to purify receives in the work? The Zohar asks, why is it written, come unto Pharaoh? It should have said, go unto Pharaoh. What is come? Moses was afraid of him. When the Creator saw that Moses was afraid of him, the Creator said, behold, I am against you, Pharaoh, king of Egypt. The Creator and none other had to wage war against him. As you say, I, the Lord, which they explained, I and not another. This means that the answer to why it is written, come, is because Moses could not defeat Pharaoh, king of Egypt, by himself. But the Creator waged war against him. In that case, why did he say to Moses, come? If Moses could not defeat him, but only the Creator, how does Moses help in this? And why is it written, come unto Pharaoh? We should also understand the words, come unto Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart, that I may set these signs of mine within him. All the interpreters ask, why, after the first five plagues, the Creator took from Pharaoh the choice? And if the Creator took from him the choice, why is it Pharaoh's fault that he did not obey the Creator? The answer to this, says the writing, is, for I have hardened his heart. And why did I harden his heart? It is not because he is at fault, but for another reason, as it is written, that I may set these signs of mine within him. Because the Creator wanted to set his signs, he took from him the choice. So he will suffer plagues. This is difficult to understand. Does the Creator, who created the world in order to do good to his creations, for the creatures to receive only good, can it be said that because he wants to show his signs, he hardened Pharaoh's heart, so he would have an excuse to give him the signs?
It
seems like one who benefits from his friend's downfall. It was said about the verse, and a new king arose who did not know Joseph. Rav and Shmuel, one said, truly a new one, and one said, whose decrees were renewed. We should understand how this is interpreted when interpreting in the work that Pharaoh is the evil inclination that is within man's body. How can it be said that he is actually new if the evil inclination is called a foolish old king?
מלך זקן וכסיל. ואומר הזוהר הקדוש הטעם,
the Zohar said that the reason is that since the evil inclination comes to a person as soon as one is born, as it is written, sin crouches at the door, meaning that as soon as one is born, the evil inclination emerges along with him, whereas the good inclination comes to a person after 13 years. Therefore, why does it say, and a new king arose, truly new? Instead, we should say that the foolish old king, who is the evil inclination, is not something new in a person. Rather, as soon as one is born, it is present. As it is written, a wild ass is called, a man is born. Thus, what does truly new mean? To understand the above, we should know what is the work that one that was given to us in Torah and mitzvot, commandments. That is, why do I need this work? We learned that the purpose of creation is because of his desire, is because of his desire to do good to his creations. Hence, why do we need to exert ourselves? Is receiving pleasure, this act of receiving pleasure, called work? We see that reception of pleasure is considered a reward and not work. However, this is as we learned, that in order for the creatures not to feel shame when they receive pleasures, since the branch wants to resemble its root, and as our root bestows upon the creatures, when one does something that is not in the root, he feels unpleasantness about it. So, in order to correct this, so that when the creatures receive, they will feel wholeness in the pleasure, and there will be no flaw in the reception of the pleasure. There was a correction called tzimtzum, restriction, and concealment. That is, as long as the creatures have not obtained vessels of bestowal, they will not receive and will not feel the pleasure that the Creator wants to give them. Therefore, when engaging in Torah and mitzvot, they still do not feel the delight and pleasure clothed in Torah and mitzvot. This is why it is considered work, since the importance of the king is not yet revealed, that it is worthwhile to serve him because of his importance and greatness. This is regarded as the Shekhinah divinity being in exile in each and every one. Hence, if there is no importance, it is considered that the Shekhinah is in the dust, meaning that there is no flavor in it whatsoever. Through the sin of the tree of knowledge, our sages said that the serpent came to Eve and cast filth within her. Baal HaSulam interpreted that the serpent, which is the evil inclination, cast filth in her, meaning let her understand this what. That is, the serpent cast a flaw in Malchut, who is called Eve, and said, this what? That you are working for the kingdom of heaven. It turns out that as a result, we must work before we obtain the vessels of bestowal. For through the vessels of bestowal, we can receive the delight and pleasure that the Creator wanted to give to the created beings. It follows that when we say that there is work in observing Torah and mitzvot, it does not mean that observing the Torah and mitzvot is work, but that the work is while observing Torah and mitzvot, before we can direct them in order to bestow. Then there is work. Since we are placed under the rule of the evil and the serpent, as was said, that the serpent cast filth and blemished. For this reason, we are under the rule of the will to receive for ourselves, at which time the delight and pleasure in Torah and mitzvot are not revealed. And this is all the work to obtain vessels of bestowal. For only through vessels of bestowal are the tzimtzum and concealment that were placed on Torah and mitzvot removed, for the delight and pleasure are not revealed in vessels of reception. Hence, at that time, we are given the Torah and mitzvot to observe as an advice and sgula, remedy. That is, we must aim while observing Torah and mitzvot, while we still cannot aim, that they will be in order to bestow, that these 613 mitzvot that we observe will bring him the ability to achieve lishma for our sake. In the words of our sages, this advice is called lo lishma, not for her sake, meaning that by observing lo lishma, not for her sake, he will come to lishma for her sake, because the light in it reforms him. It follows that when a person sees that he cannot do everything in order to bestow, what should he do so as to come to be a giver? Our sages advised us that he should learn lo lishma, meaning in order to receive. This is the only advice by which he will achieve lishma. There is no other advice. In the words of the Zohar, this is called 613 counsels, meaning 613 counsels.
המצוות שבתורה,
these are his words.
הזוהר, בשם פקודין.
The mitzvot in the Torah are called pkudin, commands or deposits in the Zohar, as well as 613 18 counsels or tips, advice. The difference between them is that in all things there is panim, anterior, and achol, posterior, or back. The preparation of something for something is called achol, back, or anterior. And the attainment of the matter is called panim, face, or anterior. Similarly, in Torah and mitzvot, there are we shall do and we shall hear. When observing Torah and mitzvot as doers of his words, prior to being rewarded with hearing the voice of his words, the mitzvot are called 613-18 and are regarded as achol. When rewarded with hearing the voice of his word, the 613 mitzvot become kudin, from the word pikadon, deposit. This is so because there are 613 mitzvot, wherein each mitzvah, the light of a unique degree is deposited. We therefore see that there are two times in observing Torah and mitzvot. One, during the preparation, regarded as doers of his word. At that time, it is called work, since he has not been rewarded with hearing. As then, a person is still under the governance of receiving in order to receive. The state on which there was a tzimtzum, restriction, and concealment, where the delight and pleasure are concealed from the Torah and mitzvot, and a person must observe the 613 mitzvot as counsels. Meaning that by this he will be able to be rewarded with vessels of bestowal. At that time, when he has these kelim, vessels, the tzimtzum and concealment will depart from him, and he will obtain the delight and pleasure, which was the purpose of creation, to do good to his creations. At that time, the 613 mitzvot are called 613 pkudin, wherein each mitzvah, the light that pertains to that mitzvah, is deposited. Then, there is no more room for work, because he has already been rewarded with working for the sake of the Creator, and not for his own benefit. This is as the Seir of Duvna says, when he explained the verse, "You did not call upon me, Jacob, for you labored in me, Israel."
אם האדם אומר שיש לו יגיעה בקיום תורה ומצוות,
he said that if a person says that he has labor in observing Torah and mitzvot, it is a sign that you are not working for me, says the Creator. This is the meaning of, you did not call upon me, Jacob. The sign that you are not working for the sake of the Creator is that you say that you have labor in observing Torah and mitzvot. Since when a person works lishma, the concealment and tzimtzum are removed, and he begins to attain the delight and pleasure that exist in Torah and mitzvot, which are called 613 pkudin. By this we will understand what we asked. If the purpose of creation is to do good to his creations, from where does the work in Torah and mitzvot come to us? The answer is that in order not to have shame, the concealment and tzimtzum were made. It follows that the delight and pleasure are not revealed in vessels of reception. Hence, there is work. One, because we must work against our nature. For we were born with a desire to receive for our own sake. Two, for by making the tzimtzum, we must work on what is important. Meaning, we must work on going above reason. And we must believe that there is a leader to the world who watches over the world as the good who does good. These two things cause man labor and work and require great overcoming in order for man not to escape the campaign in the middle of the work. This is so because when a person does something, he must see progress in the matter. If he sees no progress, he says that this is not for him, since he sees that he is not succeeding. This causes him to want to escape the campaign he is in. But the truth is that there are two kinds of assistance from above, meaning that without help from above, we cannot attain it. One, the kli, the vessel, meaning the lack. That is, a lack to know what is the real lack, so as to know for what to ask for help from above. In other words, often a person is lacking something for which he becomes sick. The doctors give him medicines, but it does not help him because he's not sick with what the doctors think he is. It turns out that he comes to the doctor who prescribes him a medicine, but the medicine does not help him. And all the doctors have already discouraged him that he may stay with the illness for the rest of his life. But finally, a professor comes along and says that he is sick and tormented because there is a substance deficient in his body. And this is why they cannot cure him. All he says that he is suffering from something that causes him the illness and the suffering. Therefore, I will give him a cure according to the substance that I think is deficient in his body. And he will be well right away. Afterward, they saw that he was completely healed. It follows that first, one must know what he is missing, so he can observe Torah and mitzvot. A person might think many things, and for each thing he receives a medicine, but it does not help him. Because the reason why he cannot walk on the path of truth is not what a person thinks. It follows that he is praying to the Creator to help him, to give him filling what he thinks, but what he thinks is not the truth. Hence, a person is not healed from the control of the evil inclination. For this reason, first a person receives help from above to know the illness from which he is suffering. That is, he thinks he is deficient of something quantitative, meaning he needs more time to learn and more brains, talent, etc. And for this, he prays that he will help him. However, in truth, a person is deficient in quality to know that the main lack within him is that he has no importance to feel that there is the upper guidance. In other words, he is lacking faith that the Creator leads the world in a manner of the good who does good. If he could really feel this, he would rejoice that he is receiving from the Creator delight and pleasure. And he would not want to part from the Creator for one moment, for he would know what he loses by turning his thought to other things. So, if he does not think that this is what he is lacking, but that he is lacking other things which are not important in the work, then the first assistance that a person receives from above is to know his evil, his main obstructor, for which he cannot be a true servant of the Creator. This help must come first, and afterward it is possible to make corrections. That is, a person must come to a state where he knows that he needs only two things, which are mind and heart. That this is all he must strive to obtain. Hence, the first assistance that a person receives from above is this lack. However, this cannot be revealed in him at once, but gradually. According to his work, when he exerts in the work to achieve the truth, to that extent, he receives assistance from above. Once he has obtained the real clay, meaning the real lack that he needs, then is the time when he receives the real filling that is suitable for the kli. It therefore follows that a person receives from above both the light and the kli, meaning the need called lack.
In other
words, what he is lacking hurts him. Yet, not everything that one does not have, is considered a lack. For example, a person who has abundance and is enjoying life. When a person comes to him and asks him, why are you so happy? I see that my neighbor's son, whose parents are very, very wealthy and respected, and yet I saw him suffering. That is, I saw him walking with a tormented expression. I asked him, my friend, what is it you need? Your parents are very wealthy. So tell me, what is it you need? Are you unwell? So he replied, I was supposed to get my doctor's diploma, for which I labored many years, but I failed the tests. And I am sad that now I do not have a doctor's diploma. Can it be said that any person who does not have a doctor's diploma regrets it?
Ela kanal.
Rather, as said above, not everything that one does not have is considered a lack. A lack is something that a person wants but does not have. This is called a lack. For this reason, when we want to measure the intensity of the desire, we measure it according to the suffering one feels at not having what he yearns for. It therefore follows that the first assistance that the upper one gives to the lower one is the awareness what he should obtain. The suffering from not having obtained it is regarded as the upper one giving the lower one the kli. Then, when the lower one has a real need, the upper one gives him the second assistance, namely the light and the filling of the lack. By this, we will understand what we asked. If the Creator knew that Moses could not fight and defeat Pharaoh, king of Egypt, by himself. But the Creator himself, as it is written, I and not a messenger, why did he say to him, come unto Pharaoh? This implies that together with Moses, the Creator can help. But the Creator said, I and not a messenger. So, how does Moses help us here? Why is it written, come unto Pharaoh? It means that a person must begin to walk on the path of the Creator and achieve the truth. Meaning, to be rewarded with dvikut, adhesion, with the Creator. Then, if he advances in the walk, the person receives the first assistance, the sensation of the lack, to know what he is lacking. Subsequently, he grasps that he is lacking only two main things, mind and heart. And along with it, he receives suffering at not having them. In other words, he feels the need for this. At that time, if the person does not work by himself, it cannot be said that he is suffering from not having it. Only the need for something, if one labored to obtain something, can it be said that he has a need for it to the point that he is suffering from not having it. This is why it is written, come unto Pharaoh. It indicates two things. One, the person himself should exert, such as the allegory about the doctor, who labored many years to study medicine and finally failed and did not get the doctor's diploma. Then it can be said that he is suffering from not having what he wants. But if he did not exert, it cannot be said that he is suffering from not achieving what he wants. Since the labor one puts into something awakens the desire, so he will not escape the campaign because he is sorry about all the efforts he had put into the matter. And he always thinks, perhaps I will finally obtain what I want. It follows that by working, even though he cannot obtain it, the labor he exerts each time invokes the yearning for the matter. It follows that there are two forces here. One, man's power, who must toil not in order to obtain the matter, but in order to have a strong desire to obtain the matter. It follows that man's work is required in order to obtain the need for the Creator's help. This is called a complete desire. In other words, it is not that man's work causes the obtainment of the matter, but rather the obtainment of the lack and need for the matter, and in order to know what he is lacking. For this, he receives help from above by seeing each time that he is more deficient and cannot emerge from the governance of Pharaoh. The assistance is called, for I have hardened his heart. It follows that the hardening of the heart is required in order to have a real need for a real thing. Two, at the same time, we must have the Creator's help to give the light. As it is written, I and not a messenger. This means that since by nature the will to receive for oneself, called a foolish old king, controls a person, and man's ability to change nature is only in the hands of the Creator, meaning that he made nature and he can change it. And this is called the Exodus from Egypt, which was a miracle. This is why it is written, come, meaning both of them together. As we say, come together. Likewise, the Creator and Moses. Now we can understand what we asked. Why is it written, for I have hardened his heart, that I may set these signs of mine within him? We said that it seems as one who benefits from his friend's downfall. That is, the Creator made him wicked, so he would show his signs. According to the above, the meaning of set these signs of mine refers to the light, for the light is called letters. It follows that he made him wicked, meaning deficient, so he would have a complete kli vessel to receive the light.
Nimtza, haotiyot einan letovat abore, chas v'shalom.
This means that the letters are not for the sake of the Creator, but for the sake of the created being. By this we will also understand what we asked. What is, and a new king arose, since he is an old and foolish king? The answer is that each time his decrees are renewed. That is, each time the evil inclination is made anew, because I have hardened his heart. It follows that anyone whose desire is great, his inclination is greater than him.
This kind of article addresses everyone, and everyone must feel that this is the work that's before you, and there's nowhere to run but only to fulfill what's written. So, how that works out in the 10, we have to see that to ourselves. Questions?
Ken.
Concerning what you said, he writes in the article that you have to check the quality of the work. How does one check the quality of one's work?
There are no measurements here, clear measurements. However, the main thing that we examine is the quality of the work. Quantity in spirituality in general is not accounted for, but the quality is.
So what is the quality of our work?
It means how much do I have a relation to the Creator, how much I belong to the work, and that is the only thing I'm looking for, how much I also demand from the Creator to have a more qualitative work. Because just plain work that can almost be in any person in the world. But the qualitative work, that's already very special.
Can we connect the quality of the work to a person's intention? It's a feeling of connection, of being with the Creator, and in the work in a more special way. Question? Can I ask something more? What? Question? He says a person has to overcome in his inclination in the work. This overcoming, does it come from the Creator or from the person, or is it both?
The overcoming is on behalf of man. That he'll see exactly what's in front of him that he should overcome now, that he himself essentially summons these difficulties.
First of all, he gives many examples, like the doctor and the example of the seer from Duvna, but it says it lacks only two main things, which are mind and heart.
It's
only this he needs to try to obtain. What is a deficiency, a lack of mind and heart?
The lack of the mind and the lack of the heart are two forms of contacting the Creator. It's that the Creator is good that does good, and he does everything only for the benefit of the created beings. And the fact that the Creator, how to put it,
ze she bore.
The fact that the Creator is he alone does everything and doesn't need any help that we have to relate to him only, this is the matter of the heart.
How do we scrutinize these two things specifically? Because he says this is all that a person needs.
That's not really a problem. Like we do this in mathematics, when we have
Таргил, сиежбо шней дворим нейламим.
We have an exercise with two variables or unknowns. And to clarify them, we give some number to X, and then we can look for the Y, right? And then the other way around.
And
then we know what calculation there is between them, what kind of connection. And that's what we do here.
When you say X and Y, you mean mind and heart?
Yes.
So let's say we're checking only the mind now. Let's see what's missing here, and then only the heart, and let's see what's missing here.
Yes.
I wanted to ask in regard to this point that he keeps repeating, is that the labor should be not in order to obtain, but to develop a desire for something.
Yes.
What does it mean exactly to develop a desire? Because when you work, you work in order to obtain it. So what does it mean to develop a desire specifically for him in order to attain?
When you have a desire that separates you from the Creator, you have to discover to what extent and in what manners, why, what's the reason, what's the background, that specifically this desire works in you negatively, then you begin to see that recognizing the desire that you now attain, that itself heals it. When you begin to understand what is it, where from, why, and then it no longer distances you from the Creator. Rather, it it helps you.
If you, for example, we say we have to connect. So you want to obtain connection, you want to be in the connection. But here, the conclusion from the article is to the contrary, that you have to work in order to develop a desire, not in order to obtain something.
That's the opposite, yeah.
So how do you work in order to obtain a desire? Because when you work in order to obtain something, you want to obtain it. You want to get a hold of it. But a desire is something else. It's what motivates you. It's what moves you.
Desire we achieve only by the light. as the light first develops the desire within man, and then he wants more in different manners and so forth, and then when a person sees that he becomes somewhat distant from the source, then he begins to ask to get closer. He's willing to diminish the desire as long as he can be closer to the Creator. But the Creator no longer does that. He doesn't take the desire down because that goes against the development of creation. And so what does follow is what follows is that he then brings the person closer, even though his desire becomes greater.
If the Creator is the one who gives a person the desire, how to make the Creator give you the right desire to format you with the precise desires for the goal?
It always happens this way. We don't need to ask for it. Even though it appears to us that we need other desires, but that's incorrect. Meaning we have to just ask for closeness. And by what desire will it come, and what order of desires will appear within us? That's not for us to determine.
So, closeness to what are we asking?
To the Creator.
We're asking for closeness to the Creator, and then he can organizes you?
Yes. Because asking for nearness to the Creator means that you have to sort out your desires in different forms, in different ways. Then you receive a series of lights that come to you, smaller, small ones. And these lights, they sort out for you, they organize your desires in both their order as well as their height or intensity, unless a person becomes more and more knowledgeable, he can distinguish and reveal his general state. Okay.
Can do that.
How do I come to a state where all I need is faith that the Creator leads the world as the good who does good?
I have to think about it more until it becomes a greater lack within me. There's more, but it will appear on the way.
How to use the 10 to come to such a deficiency where, besides faith in the Creator, that He leads the world in good and doing good, we don't need anything?
What else could we lack?
Using the 10 to come to this deficiency.
That everyone will talk about it, even though they're not in it yet. But envy, lust, and honor, they do lift the person, and that will influence everyone.
Ken.
Elohim omer le Moshe, boel paro,
God said to Moses, come to Pharaoh. Moses came, saw the evil, revealed it. All of a sudden, right deficiency is revealed. And with the deficiency comes the suffering that I haven't achieved my goal. Now, I see in us, in the world clean, friends here, that there are friends who are really like every moment, all the time they are with this intense deficiency, whereas I tend to kind of dismiss this deficiency in order not to suffer. So how do I not? How can I be happy with this deficiency? Because this is our real property, our real possessions, to live in this deficiency. And perhaps even be happy about this suffering, that we haven't reached it, because this is our way to, our drive to connection, to the work. How do I not dismiss it? Even if I agree, so it doesn't push me out of the way, I'm here for the friends and all that, but I can't inflate, magnify this deficiency.
You feel yourself very far from the friends?
No, close.
So how close if they think in an opposite direction to you?
I can see in them this intense deficiency, but in, whereas in me it's small. And it's hard for me to maybe tolerate the suffering I haven't reached, but I'm here for them. I don't feel far from them.
The problem is to be similar to the friends or to acquire the desire that exists in the friends.
To acquire the intensity, not fear the suffering that the right deficiency gives me.
No, you're not giving an answer. To be in the same deficiency there is in the friends, or to be close to them.
To be in the same deficiency as the friends.
So you have to be close to them. Do the same things without asking oneself, but to incorporate with them. For starting from the smallest corporeal degree and then more and more and more. Yes, that's how it'll happen. All right.
Kiev 1.
Okay, what are we doing next? Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот вы сейчас сказали о том, что мы
Тирав, you said we check our desires, sort them, and as a result of the sorting, we get different lights as we correct them. How is the sorting done correctly?
I read in my heart, to the extent that I'm with in contact with this and that or the other friend, and I as if scan them to see who's closer, who's really clothing on my will to receive towards the same goal and so forth. That's what I'm trying to do. And that's it. That's how we advance.
Я так должен проверить товарищей, ну как бы свое отношение к разным товарищам в десятке, так.
So I have to check my relation to the different friends in the ten in this way.
Тоф.
Okay.
Извините, можно еще уточнить просто. Мы же всегда говорим про то, что...
If I may make another precision, we keep talking about having to try to reach a common connection, not to distinguish between the different friends. So what's the right way to check? Say, Volodya is closer to me, Igor is even closer, someone else is farther.
It'll come later.
Остался у нас один вопрос, но он очень интересный. Наверное, Romania One. Romania One.
Rav, now I understand what you told me about 6 years ago. We must not make assumptions, but we must make some kind of checks by which we can test the Creator's answer to our test. I understand that there is only one condition, to be devoid of personal emotions.
Will you repeat it?
My friend says that now he understands.
I can't hear you.
Can't hear me?
It's like you're not in my
can
line
you hear me
of
now?
Hearing. Yes, now yes.
We must know.
No.
Yes.
The friend says that 6 years ago he heard from Rav that he mustn't make assumptions regarding the Creator, regarding relating to the Creator, but he needs to check regarding his relation between himself and the Creator, and the only thing he can scrutinize is to what extent he is devoted to the Creator. This is basically what he said.
Yes, there is such a test. Okay, what are we doing next? Next part?
There is a writings of Bala Sulam, Exile and Redemption, and the Passover book.
Go ahead.
So before we move on to the next part, let's sing a song together.
הדמעות מלוכות כמו הים, הניצות שבנו כמו אור. אלפי דרכים בעולם, רק אחת תוביל אל הדרור.
בין השמחות והדמעות, איך נדע מה לבחור?
איך נדע, איך נדע,
החיים
מהאמת רואים מפוך, מגבוה רואים נמוך.
איך נדע, איך נדע,
החיים הם נעד נדע.
מהאמת רואים מפוך,
מגבוה רואים נמוך. כשאהבה רחוקה מהלב, הגגו הגובר.
מורח ילדות שנצרח
עוד מהבית הישן בחצר. בליבו של כל אדם יש ניצות של אהבה,
כמו כינור ומיתרה. כמה יפה